You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Breast cancer affects thousands of Kiwis, particularly women, every year. This year, the New Zealand Breast Cancer Foundation raised funds to purchase a new camper van, which they painted pink and dubbed Pinky. This camper van travels to more remote regions of the country with two nurses on board, helping to screen those for cancer and raise awareness of the importance of early detection. To find out more, I spoke to New Zealand Breast Cancer Foundation Chief Arlene Rayner. I started our interview by asking what the New Zealand Breast Cancer Foundation does.
So Breast Cancer Foundation in New Zealand is the largest breast charity for New Zealanders, and our vision is to see zero deaths from breast cancer. And how we do that is we have four key priorities, which is the first is education and awareness campaigns. And they really do promote the importance of early detection. And then there's research, which is by world-class New Zealand scientists. And what they do is they seek to advance breast cancer detection and treatment. There's support, which we have a team of specialist nurses which help patients get through their treatment and recovery. And lastly, what we do is advocacy, so really looking to improve access to diagnosis, treatment and care.
What is the pink camper van and what does it do?
The pink camper van is brand new. She's a purpose-built education vehicle. And we've been out on the road since 2014 teaching breast health awareness in our iconic retro pink caravan, which we've affectionately called Pinky. Two of our nurses have travelled on board with that to teach education to Kiwis around early detection, why mammograms are so important, how to do self-checks, and also minimise the risk of developing breast cancer. So the aim with the vehicles is to ensure that Kiwis have access to breast health around the country where specialist services aren't readily available. So Pinky, the caravan, is now really old and we haven't been able to get her around very easily. So last year we fundraised for a new vehicle. The new camper van is much bigger. It's bright pink, you can't miss her. It has better technology and is more welcoming and inviting. But the biggest factor is that it's self-drive, which means there's so much more flexibility and we can now get to the most remote and isolated corners of New Zealand where Kiwis need us most.
What are the early warning signs of breast cancer and why is it important to catch them early?
Yeah, so it's important to know that breast cancer isn't just a lump. There are many other signs of breast cancer. So some of the other symptoms include swelling or a thickened area in the breast, upper chest or armpit, an inverted nipple, nipple discharge, crustiness, flaky skin around a nipple, dimples, puckering or dents, or reddened skin like orange peel, and unusual breast pain, or potentially changes to shape of the breast. So what's really important to surviving breast cancer is early detection. If you detect your breast cancer early, there is more chance that the tumour will be small and hasn't spread. And what that means is it makes that easier to treat. So the other thing is mammograms are the best tools that we have for early detection. And so they can detect breast cancer before potentially any of the symptoms are seen or felt. But they aren't recommended for women under the age of 40. So although that cancer in your 20s and 30s isn't common, it does happen. So it's really important that women start being breast aware in their 20s, which means knowing your normal, knowing the normal look and feel of your breasts, checking your breasts regularly. If you notice any changes, get them checked out by your doctor straight away. Don't wait for your next mammogram appointment. If you're aged 45 to 69, please go for your free mammograms every 2 years.
What does a mammogram involve?
So a mammogram involves, it's a screen, it's like an x-ray of your breast. So essentially your breasts are put into a machine, they are compressed slightly to get an accurate image so that breast cancer can be seen. From there, a radiologist will read those essentially mammograms / x-rays in terms of that and provide you any information that you need. There is always a second read done of a mammogram, so that way you're getting two independent assessments to make sure that the diagnosis is correct.
I understand the pink camper van is mainly going to be travelling in the South Island. Where can people who live in Auckland go to get breast cancer screenings?
Yes, so screening in Auckland is done by BreastScreen Aotearoa. It is an opt-in program, so you won't automatically be contacted. If you're age 45, you do need to enrol. Visit their website, Time to Screen, or call 0800 270 200. They have clinics all over Auckland, but they also have mobile screening units that travel around to different locations.
Finally, how can your average Kiwi support those at risk from breast cancer and support the Breast Cancer Foundation?
So each year around 3,500 women are diagnosed with breast cancer, and 25 men a year are also diagnosed too. So a breast cancer diagnosis can be devastating. It can affect your life in so many ways. Treatment can be difficult to deal with, both physically and mentally. But as I said, the good news is breast cancer is survivable if it's caught early, which is why we're so passionate and determined to spread the awareness around early detection. So if you look at the 10-year survival rate for a stage 1 diagnosis, it's 97% compared to only 71% for a stage 3 tumour. So really what we're saying here and encouraging women to do is early detection can minimise the impacts of going through treatment. The earlier you're diagnosed, the less likely you will need to have invasive and toxic treatment. And for women, that really does mean that you could avoid a mastectomy or avoid having chemotherapy. So we offer support services with a team of specialist breast nurses, so you can contact us at any stage on 0800 226 8773 or you can email us at breastnurse@bcf.org.nz.
That was New Zealand Breast Cancer Foundation Chief Arlene Rayner on their new breast cancer awareness campaign and the goal to have zero deaths from breast cancer.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.